goodness are for resist, grace for grace. The word of God is the ordained means of receiving all that is ordained for us in Christ Jesus. Join God's servant, Sonny E. Olumide, of the Comforter Revival International Mission, as he brings the word for you to receive. Welcome to the Comforter Power of Receiving.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. From today, the presence of God will be seen in your life. So you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Why God created man? Jesus quickly introduced us in this passage. Why God made man? Why God created man? Why God? What is in the heart of God before he decided to say, let man be? It is this understanding that leads to your victorious living. It is this understanding that makes, even when you are being mocked, it won't move you. Let me tell you this. If you listen to people, you won't arrive at your destination. But it takes God's presence in any life to disregard what people will say about you. I'm not moved by what I see, honey. I'm not moved by what I hear. I'm only moved by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
I'm only moved by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Thinking everybody. Thinking everybody. Because we listen to what people say about us. I was in a place one day, a certain place, and I was confronted. You know, we have had many things. Do you know what happened that day? A certain pastor told his associates and mocked me before that guy. All the knowledge of the Bible he has, what can he show for it? And when I heard it, and I went to pray for the man, hear me. Do you know what happened that day? It was a terrible thing. If you are not being mocked, it means God is not with you. I prayed for that man for 3 good weeks. He could even give me my transfer money back to Jamingo, not to talk of the song. And immediately, I said, oh, glory to God in the highest. I called his daughter. I blessed the daughter. That was the last, with the same money he gave me, I blessed the daughter for me. And I gave quality offering in their Bible study that day. And I got back home at the cabin. And God said, from zero to hero.
Hallelujah.
And I said, Lord, let my family member stay. Let everybody stay. Remain me and you. If you will not do something in my life that will bring glory to your name, nobody else will do it. Have you been mocked? Have you been molested? The message of today will transform your life. And after I had the voice from zero to hero, a brother hand over $100 into my hand. In that same journey, drove me to the park, paid the transport. Are you seeing that? I couldn't touch my $100 till I came here. Do you understand? If I'm dealing with a matter. To let you know that if you don't know what God has spoken concerning you, if you don't know why you are created, you will be fighting a battle that does not even concern you. Say, why me? Up to now, you don't know why you were created. That may attract the sympathy of human beings, but that will disregard God. I'm telling you the secret tonight. If you understand this, it's a mystery that I believe you will get it. So you are the light of the world. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for making me the light of the world. So you are the light of the world. A city that is hid, that is set on a hill, which cannot be hid. Let me stop there and explain this. I know you have read this several times, but I want you to understand the mystery behind this scripture. When he addressed the followers, the four of them, Andrew, Peter, John, and James, they are the only one that was there. He faced them. He said, you are the light of the world. Even they themselves couldn't understand that. Until the brother came, called Paul the Apostle, who gave all the mystery of this matter. Don't know the meaning of saying, when God says you are the light of the world, you are the dwelling place of God. That's the reason why you were made. Oh my God. Can you say thank you, Lord Jesus, for making me the dwelling place of the Most High God? Wherever God dwelleth, there will be freedom, there will be liberty, there will be breakthrough in the name of Jesus. See, what I'm saying may look formal, but you have to God. Yes. You may not look like that today, but as far as God is concerned, you are like that. When Jesus faced them, the four of them, said, you are the light of the world. You are a city that is set on a hill, which cannot be hid. By the time you get to 15, say, let your heart. What does it mean? Let God press and break forth through you. Because if he's talking to you, he won't say, let your light so shine before men that they may see that your good work and give glory to your Father. Why should you refer to the Father? He will have said, let them give glory to you. Because it's the Father that intends to break forth through your life, not you breaking through. Sorry, I'm going too much. Am I going too much? May God give us understanding. Say, I receive grace to understand the mystery of the heart of God concerning my life in the name of Jesus. See, hear this. Every woman being on earth, in one point or the other, you will have reason to be broken down. And one of the things that break men down majorly is wealth. Wealth can tear someone apart that it will be miserable for life. But that will not be your portion. Give us Job chapter 19. Verse 2. It will be better for us to read verse 1 and 2. Oh my God. Then Job answered and said, who did he answer and say? He answered his friends. His three friends. His colleagues who were so close to him. In time of his trouble, because they don't have solution, hear this, no human being has solution for your problem. Only God has solution. And unless God passes through that individual to reveal your solution, nobody will do it. Now verse says, how long will you vex my soul and break me in pieces with wealth? What can damage the destiny is wealth. Maybe from your best friend, he speaks something to you that says, Kai, Kai, is it me? They ask one particular, a certain brother. They ask him, are you seeing the comforter? He responded immediately and said, that is where I'm going to die. Then the person left. Where? He said, see how you are going to continue in life? If you carry that one, go home. You may play with it. As you think over it, you will become troubled. What happens is that when you are troubled because of where, you are being reduced from grace to grass. You see, every negative way that has brought your life and destiny low, their effect is damaged tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Listen to this. I am actually here tonight with an angry heart to let the devil know that he's too small to damage the tabernacle of God. Enough is enough. I don't know about it. I've had a lot and I'm still hearing it. But one thing I do is that I allow him to answer. He answered them sometimes by being quiet. He answered them sometimes by confronting them whenever the needs arise. I say to you that everywhere that has damaged your destiny, that has brought confusion to your life and destiny, their effect over your life is over tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh my God. There is nothing human being will see around you that they will not talk. In the name of the Lord Jesus, everywhere that has confused your destiny, that has made the glory of God not to bring forth through your life, that word and their effect is over forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We have been there. But one thing I know, when God is making his product, every kind of thing can come in. But when it finish laying that product, it will come out as a gold. I see you coming out as gold. In the name of Jesus. Now, when Jesus confronted the followers, those whom he's going to hand over to, he said, "You are the light of the world." They never understood. It's not their fault. Let me take you a little further. John chapter 8. Verse 12. I always tell people, leave me with my God. I don't have your business. Don't leave me with him. If he damaged me, it's his business. And I know he does not damage his business. Are you with me? Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. What does it mean? Shall become the dwelling place of God. It's still the same thing. It's still the same thing. May God open your eyes of understanding. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now listen. Jesus called himself the light of the world. And he called you and I the light of the world. I need to understand. We need to get this. Now he said this again. Look, I am the light. If thou follow after me, will not be dominated by the devil, but shall become the dwelling place of life. Now, again, God has no place to dwell. Am I communicating? God only dwelleth in himself. Because if we say heaven is his dwelling place, we may be making mistakes. Before heaven was, where was God? Should be created the heaven and earth. Okay, before heaven came to an existence, we were told that in the beginning he created the heaven and earth. Where was he before heaven was created? It means in himself. So God dwelleth in himself. How many of you agree with that? And go, let's go ahead. Now, for him to dwell in you, he has to first made you himself. Come. See? And God said, let us make man in our, after our likeness. And let them have, and all of this. Listen. Let me give you the two other scriptures before I continue to. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. Glory to God. Grace not to be moved by what people say. Grace not to be moved by what you see. Grace will only be moved by the word of God. Receive it in the name of Jesus. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Now, God is light. And when the Holy Ghost gave this brother the revelation in 1 Timothy 6:12, that's where I'm going now. We have to balance the equation so that you understand where I'm going. So that I begin to happen in your consciousness that you are the design place, the design dwelling place of the Most High. Verse 15. Who only had immortality dwelling in the... Where is God dwelling place? The light. Is that your Bible? Dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen, nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Now, where is the dwelling place of God? Light. What did Jesus say is the light of the world? What did he call you and I? What, from this scripture, if we are to relate them together, what is God saying? You are his dwelling place. Oh my God. Every religion that has preoccupied your mind and your soul, I damage them in Jesus' name. You see, these are things that make you to live as if Satan has nothing to do with your life. Am I communicating? Can you say this again? Thank you, Lord Jesus, for making me the dwelling place of the Most High God. Say it once again. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for making me the dwelling place of the Most High. Say it once again. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for making me the dwelling place of the Most High. No one is called the two disciples. Say, follow me, I will make you. If you understand, say, follow me, I will make you the dwelling place of the Most High. This is the understanding that makes you to live more than a conqueror. Okay. Pray in the next 2 minutes in the Holy Ghost. Just pray. Just pray. Because tonight is the night of your defeat. Makobia. Hallelujah. God is glorious in your life.
Amen.
Do not disdain him.
Yes.
Don't let the people of the world make you to disdain him. It's up to now, see where you are. Tell them, leave me with God.
I am Moshata.
There are testimony that would blew your heart.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh my God. I saw many God children today. They are so discouraged about the happenings around them. Is it the happening around you that made you? Do they create you? Did men create you? May I tell you, any man you meet on here, there are two reasons. Is it that coincidence or by accident? Do you understand my point? A secret word. Give over 25. We are going to read verse 25 and 28. Please pay attention to this word tonight. I believe this is a healing message to someone else. Oh my God. If you see the way they mock us in this land, you will laugh. Human being. When they know that you are the path of life, they will say all manner of things. Do you know one thing? Those who normally mock people, they don't have a place to go. Maybe you didn't understand. Have you ever get to motor park in those days that you enter public vehicle? Some people are inside vehicle. They say the passenger remain only two. You enter. One after the other, they will be leaving. Eh? They don't travel. Those who are mockers today, they have no journey to make. Their only job is to discourage you and bring you down to their level. Every power that has subjected your life to the level that God never created your life for, tonight, that their yoke over your life is destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Say, I'm coming out. I'm coming out of depression. I'm coming out of depression. I'm coming out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Look at what you... Oh my God. Oh, you don't know. If what? I show you that mountain I used to pray. I show you that. Those are some of my colleagues that used to go there together. Where are they today? Why? I don't know. For I am the Lord. I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. Whatever God has promised or spoken concerning your life must surely come to pass. What baffled my heart in those scripture passages is that it shall no more prolong. It means it will no longer linger anymore. For in your day, it will not happen after your day. In your day, in your lifetime, it will come to pass in the name of Jesus. Oh, rebellious house, will I stay the world and will perform it? Say the Lord. Go to verse 28. I don't know whom God is speaking to tonight, but I am sure God is speaking to me. Therefore, say unto them, thus said the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged anymore. For the word which I have spoken shall be done. Fear the Lord God. Listen to me. If I yet to marry, before God created you, the person He created you to marry will not die in your lifetime. Whatever God promised your life, we still need you here. I still hearing this. Don't be discouraged. May I tell you this? When God is about to break forth through your life, Satan will bring all manner of discouragement. It's always the case. When God was about to break forth through Joseph, they throw him to prison. Don't think that man will not say, Lord, is it too late that you talk to me? Prison, come on. Without any offense. I don't know the prison you are finding yourself. Without any offense. The Almighty God will bring you out. It cannot be long in the name of Jesus. If I do one, let me yell aloud and say amen. If the word of God is talking to you directly, let me yell aloud and say amen. If the word of God is talking concerning your life, shout aloud and say amen. There is nothing happening to you that human being will not say something. When God, when you were here to be blessed by a boy, people talk. So all the prayer is praying and fasting. No boy. Can you imagine it? And when I say, look, it is written. Eh? I will not lack the person that is sit, that will sit on the throne. I don't need to bother about this. When a boy screams, they now did the, you know, the brethren, see, they thank God for this. See how they look beautiful. They say they must prepare something to do this. The name is pastors and pastors' wives. They now begin to say, is he the only one? Is he the first one to give out? Can you, anything you do, people will talk, they will tell that. But their thoughts do not have any business to do with your life. I'm not saying they didn't tell you outside, they saw it to my ear. And they thank God that God has actually worked on me. If it is that I say, if God, too late you are God, let ground open. But now, you know, things have changed. I live there with God. Am I communicating? Do you know one thing that happened? I'm not mocking them. The architect of that, the person that led that truth, that thing, to say, is it the first one to give birth to a boy? Do you know the first child died? A boy died. Leave people matter. Face God. But I'm telling you tonight, your understanding of this message will make you to live above ugly situations. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The best time to attend a prophet meeting is when he's angry. Because when he gets angry, there are where just inside for years we come out. Tonight, every power heading you bang. The power of the Almighty release you right now. In the name of Jesus. A man of God was using praying on the mountain. When he was praying on the mountain, he said, go and arrest him. He said, to arrest me when I'm in before God? Listen to me. Too late you are following God faithfully. Every antagonist of your life, they will see shame. They will not meet you where you are, but they will see you there. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I am here tonight by the Spirit of God to speak blessings to your life. I am sure that many of you have been mocked, and they are still mocking you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to, it's a blessing. Your enemy will lick it up. That's the word of the Lord. They have to lick it before they learn lesson. Psalm 71 verse 9. Oh my God. Were you created for them? Were you created by them? Yes, sir. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. That's the highest level of shame. God said, say your enemy will lick dust. If you see written, you are reading the word of God. Every power piercing and tearing your life apart with words that does not profit heaven, that does not profit God, that does not profit the kingdom of God, that doesn't bring profit to your life, they will lick dust. In the name of the Lord Jesus. So this is building something in the land they were mocking us. All those who mocked Nehemiah when they were building the wall of Jerusalem, what happened to them at the end of the day? They leaked us. Every conspiracy of the devil against your life, every conspiracy of any power against your life, their conspiracy is broken into pieces in the name of Jesus. You were made. You were created to be the dwelling place of the Most High. Don't let anybody fear you. That they mock Jesus and never listen to them. Those who know they will have said Jesus, if today is his son, can't he marry? Don't you know they will have talked to him there? Do not know that the son is, if today this man is a prophet of God, did he not know that? That Mary is a sinner. Do not know that they told him that, why is he a sinner?
Yes, sir.
To tell you that nothing you do, eh? Don't know the funny thing. Those who mock you more, they are your closest people. You know this word, back? Now, correct, please. I'm about rounding up now. I will leave you to pray. This night, I want you to pour your heart to God. Let the Almighty God swallow up all your sorrow. Let the Almighty God swallow all your bitterness. Let the Almighty God swallow up all your humanity. That the only thing that will remain in you tonight is the divinity. When that happens, leave the rest. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. And Covidia. Oh. For you were sometimes darkness. You were sometimes dominated by the devil. You were sometimes a dwelling place of the devil. But now, are you light? Are you the dwelling place in the Lord? Look at it. What does it mean? You are the dwelling place in the class of Jesus. Because Jesus Christ was the dwelling place of God. He said, you are now the dwelling place of the Most High in the class of Jesus Christ. Anywhere you go, you carry that presence. And the presence make way for you. As you'll be carrying the presence of God afresh from this meeting, it will make way for you. Oh my God. I say it will make way for you. I say the presence of the Almighty God will make way for you. Where it seems there is no way, it will make way for you. Where it seems that all hope is lost, it will give you hope. In the name of the Lord Jesus. What did they call it? You are now the dwelling place. That's the reason why he created it. In fact, when he said that, they made sanctuary for him in the wilderness. Why? So that I will dwell among them. That's the reason. And when you capture that reality, you will not allow anything to tear God down. When you capture that reality, whatever mocks you is mocking God. And God is going to answer. He's going to answer. Honestly, he will answer. The same person who mocked me and talked to me like that, in that same person, do you know he has called me again and asked me, please, I should help him for something. He said, please, help me. I am confused. Help me to pray so that I can get direction. I said, it's okay, you have done well. I said, bro, now, take the assignment now. Go and do it. And when they do, say, this is easy, easy. They send it to him. Your enemy will always depend on you. Your mocker will always depend on you. Without you, they will not survive. Without you, they will not succeed. If you are the one, shout the loudest amen. After one of the question and answer edition, a man called me. He said, how do you make, when do you make yourself available for God to impact you like this? Do they, he said, do they give you those questions 1 week before the time? I said, no, the question came at the right time. And the answer at the right time. Because he that created us and dwelleth in us is the one to answer. I don't have any answer to give if he did not give the answer. If the Lord did not watch over the city, what happened to watchmen? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As God has designed your life to be a permanent place of residence, it will happen. It will become a reality. In the name of the Lord Jesus. But now, you are light. In the class of the Lord. I think my understanding of God is too shallow. I'm just trusting God to increase it. It's too shallow. Honestly, it's too shallow. I need more. Because there are things that... lift all your hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As you lift all your two hands to the Lord, and your hands is higher above your head, so the Almighty God will make you higher above your enemy. The Almighty God will make you higher above ugly situations. It will make you higher above principalities and powers. Above the rulers of the darkness of this world. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every affliction fire into your life by the devil, let the arrow of affliction be removed now. Out of your life. Out of your destiny. In the name of Jesus. He said, let them inflict him. Let them inflict us. Everything working against your life that made the glory of God not to find expression, that affliction is over. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name. Let me read the last place for you. When God dwells among his brethren, anywhere they enter, people give way. Those who need to favor them, favor them. They got to the land of Egypt, they occupied the place. The Lord increased them greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. If God could do it in the Old Testament, he would do much more. Relax. Stop disturbing yourself by what people say. Stop disturbing yourself by the situation around you. Only get connected to the Almighty God. He cannot fail. He has never failed. He will never fail. He can never fail. Do you understand the point I'm raising? Exodus 25. Verse 8. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Exodus 25 verse 8. Quickly. And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. Why did God, do you know the sanctuary? Come here. It's your body. Huh? This is your gongoni. That's what the sanctuary represents. That God will dwell there. And anywhere they went, the glory of God, by day, guide them. In the night, the pillar of fire. What made these people to be different? Because God designed them and dwelt in them. Say once again, say thank you, Lord Jesus, for made me your dwelling place. Can anything defeat God? It means whatever cannot defeat Jesus cannot defeat you.
Amen.
That's what Jesus just said. You are the light of God. It is beyond just reason. There are depths. There are treasures. There are resources in that verse. Lord, increase my understanding of you, Lord. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. He increased them greatly and made them stronger. We are going to pray radically tonight. That passage of the scripture must become a reality in your life. Psalm 104. Verse 24. Marco Bene Gede. 105, 24, sorry. Psalm 104. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. When God dwells in any life, that person will be stronger than his enemies, no matter their number. I want us to use this passage to pray tonight. That this passage must become a reality in my own life. Because he designed me to be his dwelling place. He designed me to be his dwelling place. It must become a reality. Do you know mockers and enemies? Do you know unpleasant words and enemies? Whatever Satan represents, you must be stronger than them.
Amen.
Are we ready to pray? Take any posture you like. In the next sending, I want you to pour your heart tonight. Because where is enough? You know they have been asking, where is your God? And Jesus said, let your life, let your dwelling place find expression. That they may see your good work and give you. Are you ready to pray? Speak on your mind. Because tonight is life. How many of you are blessed already? Why did God create this? To be his dwelling
place.
Why did God create this?
To be a dwelling place.
Only those who capture that reality we experience the manifestation of that reality.
Yes.
That's why we have to let you know. Always people ask me, how do you get this? I say, you don't understand. There's something. He has graced me to know. Not because I'm special, but because of his grace. It's an election by grace. Not by work. I never work like that. But he just comes. He didn't. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
A woman cannot give birth to a child at the age of 61, and that child will not become a special person.
Yes, sir.
Even if your mother doesn't know God, say, Lord, in my husband's house, just give me this. If you give me just one boy, it's for you. And God says, okay, I've had you now. All of them were dying. Only Sonny came to stay. The day they gave birth, you know, there are some fancy things you need to know. The day I landed, Ellen in the morning, rain was falling. My mom said, as soon as I landed, I hit, the rain stopped. And rain never fall that year anymore. They were not asking. We noticed that since the day you give birth to this boy, rain didn't fall. And rain never stopped in that month. In the South, it has never happened. Not today. But it stopped that day. Because something came to me.
Yes.
And they thought that the woman will die because the placenta refused to come out. Maybe you don't understand. Oh my God. The enemy must see God's glory in your life.
Amen. Amen.
The first thing today that the woman is no longer alive, but anywhere she is now, she'll be thanking God for her request. Give God to me, I'm going to give you back. And do you know what they do? You know what Sunday? They beat me. The woman was agonized, just rolling. Whether she's going to die, whether she die or not, let's go carry this boy to the church. No water, no drinking water, nothing, nothing. The first place I entered was the altar.
Hallelujah.
The first day. How many of you entered church the day they gave birth to you? And, no, people don't understand, but we don't understand. For God to disconfigure them, For God to make sure that enemy will have nothing. Enemy will not defeat my life. He allowed me to be born blind. Whenever they come to grief, they say, Even if you ask the boy, it's a blind boy. Can you tell God confused them? They mock me for weeks. And one faithful day, God said that eyes must open. And the eyes open. And the eyes that was blind when I was born. And God hope. Is it the one that will not see wetting like that?
No.
See, covenant they walk, oh.
Yes.
Covenant they walk, oh. And God know that so that they will not say because he didn't go to school. Because he's a useless person. That's why he answered his call. He allowed me to graduate and finish service. And I think all the Jews say, now. And I'm okay with my covenant. Say, Lord, is that how you are going to do it? Can't you allow me to enjoy money more? Say, no. That was the covenant. Go back home now. Ask your mother. What has happened? And I went to the woman. I said, Lord. I said, Mama, this is what happened. No? I know the woman. I think she was left with 5 feet that time. And I said, Mama, he said, this is what I did. I said, what? He said, that is it. So you have no option, just go. I say, yes, Lord, here am I. In those days, he said, Lord, whatever pleases you, use my life for. Now he's using the life for now. Why should I complain?
No, not at all.
Let me tell you the truth. Whatever God has written concerning your life, it must come to pass.
Amen.
I want everybody on your feet now. Lift all your heads. Whatever God has written concerning your life, it must come to pass. I share my own experience with you now because I had it. Some of you have dangerous covenant with God that you don't even know. But I'm trusting God, whether you hear it from your parents or not. Whatever God has designed your life and written concerning you, the time to come to pass has come.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want you to pray.
Shalabala.
As we increase your people greatly. And make them stronger than their enemies. Here am I, Lord.
Here am I, Lord.
Let the Lord be fulfilled in my life tonight.
In the name of
Jesus. Christ. Christ's name we are praying.
Amen.
When we talk here, I was negotiating with God. I said, Lord, let me do business. I will be supporting your work. And God responded, I don't need your money, I need you. It was a painful thing. You know what I'm just sharing now? When those experiences happened, it was a painful one in those days. But let me tell you the truth. The manufacture of money is bigger than money.
Yes, sir.
No matter the amount of money you have, no matter the connection you have, without the presence of God, will be in vain.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand the point?
Yes, sir.
There are problems that money can also.
Yes.
How many of you believe that?
Yes.
And we have seen them. Huh? But there is no problem that Jesus can also. So he decided to offer himself. I want us to pray.
Yeah,
you know, in Nigeria, we are helpless. We are helpless physically. I want us to pray this prayer. Lord, make Nigeria stronger than our enemies. Make Nigeria stronger than their enemies. Please lift up your voice and pray.
Father, in the name of Jesus, make Nigeria
stronger than their enemies.
Trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecree.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-35-537-845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-32-914775. Jesus is Lord.